Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Today we are in Psalm 143 in the New International Reader's Version, NIRV. This is a Psalm of David and this is what it says. Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. You are faithful and right. Come and help me. Don't take me to court and judge me, because in your eyes no living person does what is right. My enemies chase me. They crush me down to the ground. They make me live in the darkness, like those who died long ago. So I grow weak. Deep down inside me, I am afraid. I remember what happened long ago. I spend time thinking about all your acts. I consider what your hands have done. I spread out my hands to you in prayer. I'm thirsty for you, just as dry ground is thirsty for rain. Lord, answer me quickly. I'm growing weak. Don't turn your face away from me, or I will be like those who go down into the grave. In the morning light, let me hear about your faithful love, because I've put my trust in you. Show me the way I should live, because I trust you with my life. Lord, save me from my enemies, because I go to you for safety. Teach me to do what you want, because you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on a level path. Lord, bring yourself honor by keeping me alive. Because you do what is right, get me out of trouble. Because your love is faithful, put an end to my enemies. Destroy all of them, because I serve you. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we hear a little bit more of this imprecatory psalm, which simply is a type of song that means, please end my enemies. But this is how a lot of us feel. And so I thank you so much for the honesty of the psalms, the honesty of King David, who is struggling and thirsty and needy. And we call him a man after your own heart, but we know he's deeply flawed. We know his story. We know what he has walked through. And so, Lord, I just thank you for his example. That he made many grievous mistakes and sinned aplenty, particularly against Bathsheba and her husband. So we see a lot of deeply flawed crevices in David's soul. But he still chose to follow after you. He still chose to pursue you. He knew that he was needy. And so, Lord, that's where I'm going to start praying today. I just acknowledge that right now, that I am needy, and I do ask you to hear this little prayer of mine. I'm going to cry out for mercy because you're faithful and right, and please come and help me. Lord, we can't stand before you because we are sinners in need of grace. But in light of that, and as I pray that, I realize there's already a solution. You've already solved it. You have accomplished it on the cross. You said it is finished. And therefore, we can approach you with joy and with peace because you have pardoned our sin, and it has been great. I have lots of sin to pardon, Lord, but you have been so gracious to pardon our sin. And so we just thank you that we can stand before you right now, clean and pure and wholly loved as children of you. You delight in us. You have created us in our mother's wombs, as I prayed a couple days ago, and you are for us. The scripture says, if God is for us, who can be against us? And then talks about the width and the depth of your love. And it's so deep. It's so wide. It's greater than anything that's ever been created. And so we choose today to rest in the embrace of your love. We choose today to rest in your kindness. We choose today to know that you are good, and you are with us, and you fight for us. Lord, David talked about his enemies chasing him, crushing him to the ground, making him live in darkness. And so, Lord, I pray for those who have felt that similar way with a difficult relationship. They have been crushed to the ground. They are living in darkness. They feel chased. They feel pursued. They feel stalked. And they don't know what to do in the midst of that relationship. Lord, have mercy on them. Protect them from their enemies. Lord, as we are weak and as we are praying so desperately for your help, I just thank you ahead of time for answering this prayer, that as I pray it out into the atmosphere of this big wide world, that you hear us, you delight to hear us, and you love answering our prayer and our heart cry. And so we rely on you today. We trust in you today. We rest in you today, and we worship you today. I pray all of these things in Jesus' beautiful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Mary R. Snyder. Now, she has over 20 years of experience on the stage, not only on the stage, but behind the stage. And then she's also booked some of the most influential speakers of our time, at least in the United States, onto the stage. She is the host of Take the Stage podcast. So if you are a speaker and you want be encouraged in your speaking journey, be sure to check that out. And she also has created a quiz for you if you're a speaker. And if you are struggling in your message and you don't know what to do and you don't really know like what kind of speaker you are, you can go and find out at this free quiz. It's yourspeakerquiz.com. And you can take that and find out what kind of speaker you are. And then also she will help you get started on the next step. So Mary Snyder, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you'd like to be a sponsor on Pray Every Day, you can email my assistant, Kristen. Her email is newsletter@marydemuth.com.